Just sit or lie back and make yourself comfortable. And take whatever time you need to be sure that you are comfortable. As you're making any adjustments that you might want to make in your physical posture, would you begin to attend to your breath? Nothing else in mind, but just to notice your breath. Just feel the breath moving in the body. Allowing the focus on the breath to help you settle into a place of comfort so that you can relax. So that you can just be open to what we're going to be doing here for the next few moments. And as you're settling in and attending to the breath, you might notice that your attention has a habit of being distracted by conditioned mind. The thoughts arise. Attention is trained to go to those thoughts. So you can just notice that. Each time you notice it, you just take another nice, long, deep breath. Feel your body relaxing and settling in and becoming more comfortable. Just bringing your attention back to right here, right now. It's not a problem that attention goes to conditioned mind. For most people, it's a long, well-established relationship. So we just notice it. Don't give any attention to the fact that our attention has a habit of going to conditioned mind. What we're learning to do in awareness practice is simply to bring the attention back from where it habitually goes, return it to here, to now, to the life experience we choose to have. And as you breathe and settle in, perhaps you have begun to notice that with attention on the breath, the body begins to slow down, to let go. And as the body slows down and lets go, the thoughts also slow. There's more of a sense of spaciousness. It's easier to sense the gap between the thoughts that arise. Perhaps you notice that as the thoughts slow and the body relaxes, the emotions calm. All of this happens not because we're trying to have a particular experience. This calming, this letting go, this settling in and relaxing is a natural result of turning the attention to the breath and staying with the breath as it moves in the body. So now, I would like you to consider this. It's a beautiful day. It's a glorious day. It's one of those magical days that make you glad that you're a human being and that you're alive. Now, the beauty of this day is this. There's nothing in particular going on. It's not a special day. It's not a really important day. It's just a day. And the magic is that you are actually fully present in the day where you are. You feel yourself in your body. Your body feels comfortable. Your body's relaxed. You feel strong. You feel good. Your mind is in a pleasant place, here. You look around and you can see the wonder, the beauty of life just as it is. The colors, the textures, the shapes, the movement. Perhaps you can feel a breeze. Watch sunlight on leaves. Maybe there are birds singing. Maybe there are airplanes going overhead. You realize that it doesn't matter what the content is. You're just enjoying being alive. You take a long, deep breath. You can feel the muscles in your body, aware of all the sounds around you. You feel happy. You feel hopeful. Life is good. You know that life is good. Maybe it's as simple as you're in a little gap between the constant yammering of conditioned mind about what's wrong and what's missing. Maybe you're just not hearing any voices right now that are telling you what's wrong with you, how you should be different, how life should be different, how they should be different. You're just here. You're just present. Just breathing and feeling life living you. Feeling yourself animated by the intelligence that is your authentic being. All of the same problems exist that always exist in life. There are kids to raise and bills to pay and work to do, and everything is the same, but there's nothing wrong. It's just life. It's your life. It's life as it is, and you feel equal to it, up for it, glad for your opportunities, aware of your growth, aware of your expanding awareness, feeling excited about the possibilities that exist for you in this very life. And as that awareness grows, you can feel the energy of life flowing more vibrantly, more vitally through your body. There's an excitement, not because anything is going to happen, just the excitement that we feel in being fully alive. Right here, right now. Ready for anything? Looking forward to what's coming? Grateful for what has been? Aware of the many gifts that life has given? Anticipating more gifts. No reason to believe any information that would say life is not on your side. It's obvious that you are a treasured, unique, valuable, and valued expression of life, exactly as you are. And you can feel feel the glory in that. So just allow yourself to breathe and take it in. The magnificence, the extraordinary gift of a human incarnation, a chance to be intelligent, aware, awake, present, fully alive. Now, take a couple of nice long deep breaths. Feel what it feels like to be fully animated by life. Present in your body, present in the moment. Aware of, acknowledging, accepting everything as it is. Knowing yourself to be adequate to each moment of life. And now, consider this, if you would. It is possible for you to live each and every moment of your life exactly like this. Perhaps you've heard some voices, watched some thoughts arise that are ready to tell you that that's not possible. Maybe, in fact, those voices, those thoughts were present right through the imagery. Perhaps as you were settling into being here and being present to the moment, voices were coming in to tell you that you can't, you're not doing it right, you're not having the right experience. But maybe not. Maybe you made it all the way to the end. And in the silence that followed, you could begin to watch, to hear the forces marshaling their strength to take away from you that expansive experience that you had, to tell you that that's fine. That's fine while you're doing a guided imagery. That's great while you're meditating. But you can't live there. That's not possible. Those are the voices of resistance. Those are the thoughts of resistance. So in 50 words or fewer, would you tell me, please, what was your experience of that imagery?